ओम शांति। टुडे इज 17th अप्रैल 2019 थर्सडे। द स्लोगन फ्रॉम टुडे साकार मुरली, बी सो हैप्पी हार्टेड दैट हैप्पीनेस इन योर माइंड इज क्लियरली विजिबल ऑन योर फेस। बी सो हैप्पी हार्टेड दैट हैप्पीनेस इन योर माइंड is clearly visible on your face. There's an English proverb that says, face is the index of mind. Our face is the index of mind. Our facial expression, they reveal many things. So, whether we are happy or unhappy, everything is known from the face. Eyes or face, they all reveal the inner soul. Even eyes are known as mirrors to the soul or windows to the soul, while face is the index of the mind. Whatever is going on in the mind, it's reflected on the face. This science of studying the mind from the face is known as physiognomy. So mind has got thinking, feeling and willing. These are the three functions of the mind. We think, we feel, we will. The wills, the willing of the mind is revealed in the form of activities of the body. If I will something, I will do something. So that will be revealed. My thinking is revealed from face or the feelings even. Face or the outward expressions. If the person is angry, his face would change. If there is deep emotions of depression, the person will look depressed from the outside. So everything would be revealed from the face. Just as face is the index of mind, the mind is here, suppose. In a similar manner, tongue is the index of stomach. If you eat something and if you don't like, suddenly you spit it out. So this tongue, they say, is the index of stomach. And face is the index of mind, and eyes are the index of soul. So, whatever that's happening within is expressed on the surface. Whatever emotions are within, they come out on the surface. In English, there is one word, poker face. Poker face. Poker face means those people who hide their emotions, those who don't allow their emotions to come on the face. They are unhappy, but you will not be able to see that they are unhappy. They are crying in the hearts, but you will not see them crying. They are known as poker face. Poker means they mask, they put a mask, they cover their emotions. So that's in some cases, but usually, most of the time, we get to know what is going on in the mind. If there is some plot, some conspiracy going on, we get to know that. If a person is speaking, we get to know that he is definitely lying, because the expressions of the face are different. So face is a very important thing. That's why so much importance is given to the face. If anything is wrong with one's face, one immediately tries to correct it with the help of plastic surgery or anything like that. So Baba is saying those who are happy-hearted and then what will happen? Their happiness will be clearly seen on the face. So it is also possible that one is not happy inside and he may try to feign happiness. He may try to show that he is happy. But such a thing cannot go on for a long time. There is no happiness within and one shows, so there is a sorrow within and one shows one is happy. This cannot go on for a long time. At some point or the other, the sorrow would be revealed. In some moments of silence, in some moments of solitude, one would resort to crying. Though in front of the world, that person is showing he is very strong. And this usually happens with bhikkhus. The moment we come in Gyan, we have been taught to become destroyer of attachment. Not to have attachment to anyone. But inside there are a lot of attachments. Suppose a woman is there and she comes in Gyan and her husband is also in Gyan and they are very good followers, they have very good dharanas. And suddenly the husband dies and the sister, the lady, she tries to show that she is not at all affected because she is the destroyer of attachment. She is Gyani soul, so she will not cry because there is a parivar, there is a family. So, but there is a deep sorrow within. But on the surface, she has to show off that she is Gyani soul. So that sorrow is suppressed for a long time. And because of this suppression of the sorrow and because of not crying, one day the sorrow takes the form of grief reaction or depression. And even though she shows on the surface that she is not unhappy, she is not unhappy, but still she is unhappy within. So this becomes a very difficult affair. To suppress the emotions, to suppress the feelings within. So this is also a dangerous thing. And that's why they say that, even though Baba has said that you should become crying proof, but then sometimes crying is an outlet, venting out the emotions. It's good, it's catharsis, purgative. Rather than suffering from suppression, it's best that one resorts to expression. It's after all, it's not about, it's all the battle of ego rather. We don't want to show off to the world. We don't want to reveal that we are weak within. Outside we want to show that we are very strong spiritually, but inside we are weak. So sometimes this is a very dangerous thing. Remember that. So Baba is saying, face, your face should reveal the happiness. Your face should reveal the your happy heart. So when your heart is very happy, that time only this can happen. So for this, your heart has to be very happy all the time. When the heart is happy, the happiness on the face would be the shadow of that happiness of the heart. So this heart should be kept happy. We discussed this in the past also. How to make this heart so happy so that the happiness of the heart flows out. It's so full to the brim that it is falling down. It's coming out because it is full. Anything which is full will try to come out. If it is a sorrow, the sorrow will also try to come out. If it is grief, it is depression, it will try to come out. So Baba is saying, be so happy hearted that your happiness is revealed on the face. So one of the goals of this Brahmin life is to stay happy all the time. No matter what situations are, no matter what life is bringing in front of us, no matter what's happening in the world, we have to remain happy. So what should we do? Something very solid method to stay happy all the time. Something very some clear cut, crystal clear methods. If you do this, you stay happy. What are they? What should we do that you cannot escape happiness if you do that? Happiness cannot, it's not possible that happiness will not come to you if you do that. So what are those things we should do in Brahmin life that will definitely make us happy? Yes. What should we do? Some solid methods so that happiness cannot escape us. So that even if a person who is sorrowful will become happy if one does that. What is that? Yes, anyone? What should we do? Or we are already doing? Or we are already happy? Yes, any answer? In this Brahmin life, what should we do so that we become happy? We have to stay happy now, so what should we do? Now is better. The foremost thing is engage yourself in seva. Seva will definitely make you happy. Try to help someone. Try to support someone. Try to give someone something that one wants. Or even if it is not related to somebody, go and help in kitchen, go and help in some gross service, anything that could be. Go and explain exhibition, go and explain a group, go and start donating knowledge, go out of your way and help a sick person who is in the hospital, go and help somebody providing food or tiffin. Anything like that. So, seva is definitely one thing that can make one happy. Even if you are very much depressed, even if you have lost interest in everything, even if you, in that situation also, if you serve somebody, that making others happy makes us happy. You know, the first golden principle in all the religions, whether it is Christianity, whether it is Buddhism, or Hinduism, or Jainism, they say that do unto others what you want them to do unto you. That is the first golden principle. So, what do you expect if you are sick? What others should do? They should ask you, how are you? Or they should serve you. So you want that when you are sick, others should look after you. So when others are sick, you need to look after them. What do you want when you are depressed? What do you want others to say to you? Hurting words or encouraging words, definitely encouraging words. So whatever you want others to do unto you, do unto them. In the Bible there is an example where Jesus Christ is asking one question, who is the good Samaritan? There is a man who is going on his way, and suddenly a group of robbers come and rob him and hit him, and he is fallen down wounded. And from that path a priest is going on. He has some work, he has to give some lecture in the temple, and he is in hurry. And the man who is fallen down and is bleeding in pain, he says, please take care of me. But he says, I know you are not well, you are suffering, you are badly injured, but then I have a lecture to give. How can I stop for you? So he goes away. The second person comes, even he speaks good words, but he goes away. Then the third person comes, who is not religious, but he takes care of him. He carries that person on his donkey to the hospital, sanatorium, looks after him. So out of the three, who is the good philanthropist? Definitely the fourth, not the first and the second. So if you want that somebody to take care of, whatever you want others to do unto you, do unto them. If you want that others should not speak harsh words to you, do not speak harsh words to them. So, save one clear-cut method to become happy. If you are not understanding anything in Brahmin life, totally confused, confounded, not understanding where to go, no yoga, no gyan churning, nothing is happening. Mind is not at all concentrated, it is absolutely distracted, wandering, you are restless within. What to do? The best thing to do is to resort to seva. Go for service. Serve anyone. No need that service means giving knowledge all the time. Pumping knowledge in somebody's head is not the only way of knowledge or only way of seva. There are so many other ways of seva. Looking after sick, helping poor, looking after old, speech. And if no other seva is there, do your own seva. Then, what else? What are the things that make us happy? Yes? Anyone? What are the things will make us happy? Happiness. If first is seva, what else can make us happy? Yeah, nature. Seek the company of nature. Yesterday's Murli also Baba said, go in solitude and become bodiless. There are students who are very interested in study. They go in the garden early morning and they study there because there is a dirt in the atmosphere of the world, in the noise. So seek nature. Go near nature. Go near five elements. In the proximity of the nature, you are very close to God. In the proximity of nature, you are very close to your own self. Listen the silence. See, you can listen the chirping of the birds right now. So listening to this voice, going near to nature, going near to animals, near to birds, the sky, the moon, the earth, everything which is there in the nature. Going near nature, and self-talk, self-churning, self-analysis, self-observation, self-discipline, talking with God, everything. These are all the things to be done in Ekant, in solitude. Self-churning. So these all things also make one happy. So nature is a second thing. Seek nature, the company of nature. Then what else? Group discussion, or join some group, be in the group. Because when we are in group, where there is a churning of knowledge going on, automatically one becomes happy. You forget your unhappiness. And one of the ways, if group is not available, definitely company of the elevated souls. Company of elevated souls, company of spiritual minded souls. So, seek the company, and if company is not available, then classes are available, audios are available. Listen to few audios that will make your mind happy every day. That is one of the best way. Every day make it an aim to listen at least to one class. We have so many classes available by dadis, all the senior brothers and sisters of the Yajna. So that will definitely make you elevated. Your stage will go up. Because our unhappiness is because of some darkness, some ignorance. So you will get some point of knowledge that will just touch you. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, this knowledge will become deeper and deeper. The points of knowledge will become deep. So become like good student. Go in the garden, sit and churn. Go in solitude and become bodiless. This is the time to go beyond words. Yes. So your bones will become soft. Today Baba said. So this is the way to become happy. Another way to become happy is to develop vairag, disinterest. Because there are many things in the world that is making me happy, and those things unhappy because I have a lot of expectations from things, expectations from persons. In today's Murli Baba said, you should not have any relationship with anyone. Even the relationship of brother and sister make you fall. That's why don't have any relationship. This is the world of corpses, Gurda. This is the world of corpses. Everybody is dead. What are the qualities of a dead body, Sushil bhai?
Silence.
Dead body, silence. Dead body, bad smell. Dead body, very stiff. Dead body, dirty. Dead body, hard. Rigor mortis, like this only. It will not move. Dead body, scary. It's dreadful. It scares you. Dead body, no feelings, no emotions. Dead body, without soul. Dead body, no reaction. Dead body, very cold, very cold. Dead body, very cold. Dead body, it is scary and it is very, very dirty. You don't like to see. Whenever there is a dead body in the home, what they do? Just immediately send him to in the hospital. People die. We see what they do. Till the time we were doing so many efforts, then they wrap in the white cloth and that is sent to the mortuary. So dead body, we want to dispose it. Immediately burn it or bury it. You don't want to keep it. Do you hug dead body? This is the world of dead bodies. This is the world of dead bodies. Develop disinterest and your happiness will come back. Your happiness has been stolen because you have a lot of expectations from these dead bodies. Don't expect. Do you expect from the dead body ever? That dead body should love me. They should speak good words to me. They are dead. Baba said, you are in the yoga of intellect is with soil, mitti. Your buddhi yoga is with soil. The last paragraph of today's Murli. Your intellect is with the soil. Now I have come to make you into the masters of the world. Don't love soil. Soil consciousness. One is body consciousness, Another is soil consciousness. So developing vairag is a way to become happy. Why you expect from this world? Why you expect people from this world to fulfill your desires, wishes? Nothing. They are not going to do that. So remember what this world is. And have the burning vairag for this world. That you don't want anything of this world. So that feeling. And relationships, Baba said, don't try to create relationships. Whatever relationships are there in this world, they are bondages. Very, very powerful statement from today's Murli. Whatever relationships are there in this world, they are all bondages. And there are number of relationships in the world. Uncle, auntie. And they say that if one is born, there are 8 children born and they all are healthy. There's a news in the newspaper might have come that time. That 8 children are born, they all are healthy. This is the world. That there are only bondages and nothing else but bondages. They are terrible bondages. A yogi means who is free from all the bondages. Who is not getting trapped in all this nonsense. He remains free. Yogi means free. Yogi means freedom. So, to have that burning sense of vairag. To have no relationships with him. Baba said even this brother-sister, this is a very sweet bondage. But that also makes you fall. So this is today's homework. Brother and sister relationship, 10 points write down how it makes you fall. Baba said this today in Murli. How even this relationship makes you fall. So keep relationship only with one father. That's it. No other relationship needed. So this man, if you want to become happy, this is Tilak, and he is very happy. So become happy by doing seva, by going to nature, and third, developing unlimited disinterest. Om Shanti.